This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. You saw that grim milestone the other day. More than a million people in the U.S. have now died from COVID. Among that million, many parents who are wage earners, parents who had children. Reporter Elisa Roth reports on financial consequences for these households.
It's a Thursday night, and Margaret Garza and her sons are in the car on their way home from grief counseling.
And we just talked about that, how it...
In a moment, she recorded on her phone. Her older son tells her and his brother what they talked about in the session.
It was like basically the only worry I had. It was the worry of the future, like what the future would be like without Dad. Because Dad definitely did have plans.
Julius was 12 when his father died of COVID almost 2 years ago. His little brother Aiden was 10. They're among the estimated more than 200,000 children in the U.S. who have lost a parent or caregiver to the pandemic. For a lot of kids, that's also meant losing the primary breadwinner, which can mean not having enough to eat or having to move. Garza, who lives near San Antonio, says her kids were worried about those things.
One was like, are we moving? Which I said, no, where would we go? This is our house. This is our family. And the other one was like, we're going to be okay, right? And I said, absolutely.
She and her husband had been able to plan and save before COVID, and Garza still has her job. Emily Price is a counselor at the Children's Bereavement Center of South Texas, where the Garza boys go. She says especially for older kids, the financial worries and the emotional ones can be all tangled up.
Dad died and Mom's working on her own, so now I'm going to get a job so I can provide some additional income, or I'm going to not do sports or other activities so I can babysit after school.
And these kids may have more financial issues in the future. Rachel Kidman is a professor in the public health program at Stony Brook University. She says she learned about the long-term effects of losing a parent while studying children whose parents had died of AIDS. She and her colleagues published one of the first articles in a medical journal looking at the issue of children who lose a caregiver to COVID.
There are impacts on their educational attainment. They're more likely then to live in poverty. Suicide is elevated in this population for 25 years after a parent's death.
Kids who lose a parent are also at greater risk of depression, substance use, and other mental health problems. There's a real challenge, though, to helping these families. There's no national system for identifying kids who have lost a caregiver to COVID. So it's left up to the families to tell schools or to look for help. A tough ask for families already struggling. I'm Elisa Roth for Marketplace.